Welcome to Real Estate Investing in the Real World podcast. The topic of this episode is,
should you wait until rates drop to invest in real estate? Good question. You're about to discover exactly what role interest rates should play in your overall investing game plan, including when to accelerate, when to slow down, and when to pause your real estate investing altogether. Hi, I'm Brian Bush with Freedom Mentor, and for nearly 20 years, our team has transformed people from all across this country into highly successful real estate professionals. We've closed thousands of transactions in that time, and over these past two decades, we've learned the most important keys to timing the market to get massive results. And I'm going to pull back the curtain and reveal some of those pearls of wisdom to you today. If you have any questions as we get into these details, text FREEDOM to 305-315-8030 or comment below. So when are rates going to drop? Well, nobody really knows. Human beings are terrible predictors of the future. Just a few months ago, most experts forecasted that mortgage rates would be much lower than they are right now. So rates might not drop? Correct. Or they could even go up. But if rates don't go down much, or they stay the same, or even go up some, what does that mean for investing in real estate? Well, that's a better question. But let's take it a step further to what you should really be asking. Should interest rates be the deciding factor when investing in real estate? I'm glad you asked. And in short, no. There are more important factors to consider than current interest rates. Let's look at some of the most common investing strategies and how interest rates factor in. First, where a lot of investors get started, quick flips. When you're buying with the target to resell quickly, interest rates don't matter much because you're in and out of the deal so fast. Your focus is on your discounted purchase price, the location, the local market, especially if inventories are low there. There are always buyers looking for homes, even when interest rates have historically been twice as high as they are today. Next, where investors looking for bigger paydays focus, major rehabs. Overall, we don't recommend you do those. Leave them to the gamblers out there that want to take on extensive projects. They oftentimes end up yielding less money in the end than if they had just sold it quick as is, as Phil explained in his video, Biggest Mistake with Fix and Flip Houses. Then you have the patient investors that look for long-term rentals. While the debt service cost does impact net cash flow, or more simply put, the size of your mortgage payment does play a role in how much you make each month, there are so many other considerations that dictate whether or not a rental property is worth the investment. These include the gross income, taxes, insurance, maintenance, management, the list goes on. As Devin recently shared in his video, Why Invest in Multifamily Real Estate, rental rates are very high, inventory is low, and even with rates at more than 7% for multifamily, they can still cash flow very well depending on the property. Finally, more and more investors want to learn creative real estate investing. The fact is, interest rates are not all that critical for creative real estate investors either. Buying with creative terms can allow you to get into a deal with little to no money down, and subject to purchases in today's market often include mortgages with very low interest rates. But that's certainly not a requirement. The real questions come down to, can I purchase with equity, which impacts how long you may decide to hold the property? Can I add value and generate a fast profit? And will the property cash flow, no matter the interest rate or other expenses? These can be great opportunities if you know how to find and analyze them. If you're new to Subject to, check out my video, Subject to Real Estate Explained Step by Step. No matter what kind of investments you prefer or find coming your way, the key is to always be looking. There are always investment opportunities in any market because some sellers just have to get out of their property. For some, it's job loss or job relocation. For others, marriage or family changes, inheritance, tax bills, foreclosure, just to name a few. But of course, you need to know where to find these opportunities, and that's what we specialize in, no matter what market cycle we may be in and where interest rates may be. You know, when COVID hit, we never skipped a beat. Our apprentices actually made a fortune because we just continued our disciplined approach, always looking for deals. If you're not always looking, you're making a huge mistake. Always be looking for deals. Now, if you're currently waiting on the sidelines, what's really holding you back? Is it that you're waiting for rates to drop? Or is there something else? Maybe you think you need more money to invest. In our experience, that's not an obstacle. If you're willing to put in the hard work, we can mentor you down the path to success step by step. Maybe you think you need more information. That's often an excuse as well. But could you be stuck in analysis paralysis? In fact, you might be drowning in too much information and drinking from a fire hose has your head spinning. It may just be that you need a mentor. Perhaps you think you'll have more time in your schedule in the future. Well, I've got some unfortunate news for you. You won't. To prove it, just think back on your life. Is your life more hectic now than it was before? For most people, it absolutely is. So if you're waiting for a better time in your life to invest, you'll just keep waiting. Instead, think of it this way. If not now, when? It won't be in the next life. This is the time. So as you can see, interest rates should not keep you from investing. It's been said the best time to have bought an investment property was always 5 years ago. Where were you 5 years ago? Where will you be at 5 years from today if you don't start investing? Despite where interest rates may be, the time to make a decision to improve your future is now. Will you really have more time for a change later? Will it be too late? The money isn't the obstacle, and opportunities abound if you're ready to take action. If you want to learn more about real estate and the action you can take right away, you can get a free copy of How to Be a Real Estate Investor. You'll learn how real estate can absolutely transform your financial future and allow you to build real wealth. Real estate is the best investment that exists and can allow you to succeed no matter the market, no matter the interest rates. All it takes is your commitment and the right mentoring. Every successful investor has a mentor. If you want to achieve success without reinventing the wheel and take your life to the next level, apply to our apprentice program. And if you have questions about anything we've covered today, text FREEDOM to 305-315-8030. We always appreciate your feedback.